Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the book of 1 Peter today, so if you go to the end of Revelation, work your way back, you'll find 1 Peter. Right before 1 Peter is James, and of course 2 Peter follows 1 Peter. So find 1 Peter. We're going to be finishing the book today, chapters 4 and 5. I'll be reading through, taking devotional pauses, thinking some application at the end, and then closing in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for 1 Peter, for Peter's writings of to people, Father, who were struggling in persecution and trials and how to respond and how different people should respond to what's going on in their lives. Help me to learn from this today. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 Peter 4. Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because whoever suffers in the body is done with sin. As a result, they do not live the rest of their earthly lives for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God. For you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry. They are surprised that you do not join them in their reckless, wild living, and they heap abuse on you. But they will have to give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is the reason the gospel was preached even to those who are now dead, so that they might be judged according to human standards in regard to the body, but live according to God in regard to the spirit. The end of all things is near. Therefore be alert and of sober mind, so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do it as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and power forever and ever. Amen. So this first part of chapter 4 is all about living for God, putting aside sinful practices, understanding we will all stand before God for judgment, and living in these difficult days with soberness of mind, giving ourselves to love and hospitality and not grumbling, and serving, getting involved in serving in however God has gifted us. Verse 12. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice in as much as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the spirit of glory and of God rests on you. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or thief or any other kind of criminal or even as a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. For it is time for judgment to begin with God's household, and if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is hard for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. There's suffering going on in the first century, suffering around the world today, and some degree of suffering for every Christian. It's part of the Christian life. But the idea is, don't suffer because you do the wrong thing. Suffer because you do the right thing, and then people come after you. That's what will bring you a blessing. Commit yourself to God, your faithful Creator, and do what is right. Chapter 5. To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's sufferings, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be. Not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve. Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to your elders. All of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may exalt you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of suffering. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. With the help of Silas, whom I regard as a faithful brother, I have written to you briefly, encouraging you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it. She who is in Babylon, chosen together with you, sends you her greetings, and so does my son Mark. Greet one another with the kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. That's the end of 1 Peter 5. That's the end of 1 Peter. And that's the end of our reading for today. What is an application that you take away from these chapters? There's certainly a lot here that you could apply. For me, as an elder, as a pastor, I realize how important it is to shepherd the people. There some things are easy to do as a shepherd, caring for people, and some things really hard. And for me personally, I want to shepherd in all the ways that God has called me to shepherd, to be faithful to him and to set the example for what it is to be a disciple of Christ and to walk with Christ. What's your application today? Father, thank you for your word. Father, I want to honor you in my life. I know I can't be perfect, Father, but I want to be a perfect example of walking with you, and when I fail, to confess and to get back on the right track with you and to lead others, to care for others, to shepherd others, Lord, even when it's really difficult and hard, that I will do it faithfully, even if it brings suffering, because I'm doing it for you. Help us to apply your word to our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen.